He never intended to eat Nevada. He didn't even know that's what he was doing. He was chopping up some jicama for his salad, getting the bulbous round root into the nice orderly cubes he preferred. One of the cubes fell off the stack and landed under the blade of the knife, and one of the corners got cut off, so the piece resembled the outline of the state of Nevada. He noted it with slight curiosity before popping the now deficient piece into his mouth. He wouldn't have given it a second thought if that hadn't been the very same day Nevada disappeared. After lunch, he settled down to watch the ball game and was annoyed to see the network's news wing had taken over control of the station. "No reports of survivors," the anchorman was saying, somberly but not melodramatically. Over the next hour, he, along with the rest of the world, pieced together what had happened. The entire state of Nevada had disappeared, cloven from the earth along its exact geopolitical borders. One eyewitness had been on a boat on the California side of Lake Tahoe, and she was already the darling of the media. "It was like half the land was just lifted into the air, away into space." She had pink sunglasses, and a single blonde lock was spilling over her forehead. "The lake started to flow into the hole in the ground. It was like a waterfall. I'm just so glad I didn't go over." Incredibly, he didn't connect the two until it was dinner time, and he was again cutting jicama for his salad. He had the vaguest memory of the vagrant who'd accosted him outside the Whole Foods where he'd bought the jicama. The man had a long beard and a general trodden-upon look about him. "Root of evil! Root of evil!" the vagrant had shouted at him, pointing at his bag. The incident had disturbed him, so he tried to forget about it. He'd almost dismissed it as if it were a dream. Now, with the tragedy on his mind, it came storming back. He looked at what was still left of the jicama. It didn't look evil. Just big and ugly where the skin was still on, the flesh just starting to turn brown where he'd cut off his piece for lunch. Should he report what happened? Who would believe him? Did he even believe it himself? Taking the knife, he hacked off another slice from the root. He looked at the circle of fibers, thinking a minute before very carefully carving out the outline of Texas.